Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. A seven-year-old was left screaming in pain after a dog bites its ear in a park. A shopfront fire is being treated as a hate crime. And warm tributes are paid to local TV and radio legend Katie Glass.
A child was left screaming in pain after being attacked by a dog in a park on the city's outskirts. Seven-year-old Adam was visiting Astro Park in Beaufort with his mum, Claire Angelina, and older brother Ryan when he was knocked off playground equipment and bitten by the dog. Claire, who's 38 and lives in Clover Hill, said, "When we were at the park, I noticed three adults, two females and a male, walk into the no-dog zone with a small black dog. Ryan went over to the zip wire to play, and the next thing I know, I hear barking, growling, before screams of mummy from my son. The dog had sprinted over and knocked him off the zip wire. The owner wasn't very quick in doing anything about it, but when the dog had finally been taken away, Ryan came over running and crying. I hugged him and happened to cover his left ear with my hand, and when I took it away, blood was everywhere. Blood was dripping all over Ryan's clothes and he was screaming in pain. He was also bruised and bitten on his left arm and more scratches and bruises on his upper left thigh. I was extremely shaken up and worried about what might happen to him. After taking him to A&E, Ryan's ear was glued up and he was given antibiotics to prevent infection while Claire called police to report the incident. Police confirmed the report. Claire added, "Ryan's doing better now, but it could have been a lot worse. The owner said, 'Sorry, but it doesn't stop you from being able to read a sign which clearly states no dogs are allowed.'"
More than 300 untaxed vehicles were clamped last year all around the city, while this year's figures are on pace to go up even more. A total of 336 untaxed motors were clamped in 2023, up by 116 compared to 2022. And with the DVLA's wheel clamping partner, NSL, clamping 179 untaxed vehicles in Norwich in the first 6 months of this year, the figures are on pace to beat last year's total. A spokeswoman for the DVLA said, "While more than 98% of vehicles on the road are taxed correctly, it is right that we take action against those who break the law and don't tax their vehicle. Owners of the untaxed vehicles have 24 hours to pay a £100 fine or risk their motor being impounded."
Police are investigating a possible hate crime after pride flags and a shopfront were set on fire. Both Lisa Angel Jewellery Store in Lower Goat Lane and Coral Bay Jamaican Takeaway in the market were set upon by arsonists, with pride flags being set fire as well. The incidents are said to have happened mere hours after Norwich celebrated its 16th Pride event. Emergency services attended the scene, including fire, where both were extinguished and no one was injured. Both incidents are being treated as arson, while the incident in the market is also being treated as a hate crime. Inquiries are ongoing.
A Norwich computer hacker has been jailed for his part in a cryptocurrency fraud that saw users scammed out of more than $900,000. Elliot Gunton, 24, of Old Catton, was sentenced at Norwich Crown Court to 3.5 years after admitting offences dating back to 2018 and 2019, when he was aged 17 and 18. He and fellow hackers accessed the Coinbase accounts of more than 500 crypto users by directing online logins to a dummy website, the court was told. They also managed to get private account access details after contacting telecoms companies with sob stories in order to divert the phone calls. It is the latest in a history of offences that saw the unemployed teenager quietly amass a fortune from computer hacking in his bedroom. He made international headlines aged 16 when he stole the personal data of TalkTalk customers in exchange for hundreds of thousands of pounds in cryptocurrency. In 2019, he was jailed for 20 months and ordered to pay back £407,359 after hacking high-profile Instagram accounts.
East Anglian legend Katie Glass, one of the first voices heard on Radio Orwell in 1975, has died in Norwich at the age of 71. Katie joined the station from its launch from Electric House on Tower Ramparts in Ipswich and was the first female presenter at the station, alongside fellow DJs like Andy Archer, Keith Rogers, Harry Rowell and Greg Bance. Andy remembers. She was offered the Sunday afternoon show, and that was a great success, and she soon became the regular stand-in when one of us was off, on holiday or for any other reason. Her decision to move to Anglia was no surprise to him. She was very good on radio, but really, she was made to be a television presenter, and she was very good at that. Katie arrived there shortly before another member of the team, Helen McDermott, and the two became close friends for the next 4.5 decades. Helen remembers, "We hit it off together from the start. We were a small team there at Anglia, and Katie was such fun." They were both part of the team that had to look after BC, the Anglia Television's birthday club cat, who did for Moggies what Rod Hull's friend did for Australian Flightless Birds. The Anglia continuity team was merged with Meridian, covering the south of England, in 1999, but Katie decided to stay in Norwich and leave the company, and a new chapter of her life began. She started teaching media at the University of East Anglia in Norwich and studied history, gaining a doctorate. Katie Glass, TV presenter, became Dr. Catherine Tremaine, historian, and then she added another string to her bow by becoming a marriage celebrant. Over recent years, she had been suffering ill health and had been treated for cancer.